This podcast is sponsored by RPG Sessions, an online role-playing tool for Genesis and Star Wars campaigns. Learn more about their character sheet, virtual game table, and Discord bot at rpgsessions.com.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role. www.d20radio.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode number 39 of Tabletop Tales Presents the What Comes After podcast. I'm Tyler, your GM.
Hello, my name is Jay, and I will be playing Jack Talbot.
My name is Robert, my character is David Reese.
Hey everyone, I'm Corey, and I'm playing Daniel Doc McAvoy.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan, I'm playing Marcus Winters.
Hey. This is Kayla, and I will be playing Piper.
We're going to jump right into the action here in just a second, but first I wanted to remind everybody that our Star Wars campaign continues on the first Friday of every month. We live stream it on Twitch. If you follow me on Twitter at whatcomesafter_, we'll tweet out the link to the Twitch channel in the days before. Now the group is just about to get into a pretty big fight here, so let's get right into the show. Okay, so, last session. You guys learned that Shane and Wilcox had separated to go search out different areas that they thought the conduit might be. And you guys set out to go to the one, to the place where you know it is. When you arrived on the other side of the pond, you hopped in a boat. Marcus turned into a giant alligator. And you sped your way across. And as you beached the boat, the opposing forces came out of the woods. There are approximately 20 raiders, Shane, and then there's another woman nearby. You are currently at extreme range. We've rolled initiative, so it's going to go, it's going to be a PC slot to start, followed by an NPC. Then a PC, then two NPCs, PC, NPC, PC, NPC, PC, and then the final two NPC slots. Story points have reset, so there are five on your side and one on mine. Shane is flying approximately 10 feet off the ground.
Oh, boy.
Who's taking the first slot?
How is it two maneuvers to go from extreme to long range?
That is correct.
And it'll take you a maneuver to get out of the boat.
Three maneuvers? Unacceptable. I shoot a hole in the boat, and that way I don't have to
climb. I will also point out that on this beach, there is a large snake-like skeleton sort of poking out of the sand.
How tall is the skeleton?
Not tall at all. It's
okay.
Not the Krayt Dragon skeleton from A New Hope?
No, and it's not enough to even, like, hinder movement, really.
I see no big rocks on this beach.
There are indeed no big rocks on this beach. There is a ridgeline.
Right, what am I supposed to hide behind here?
I say, are you sure there's no big rocks on the beach? Because I was going to say, that's the sort of thing a story point might fix.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to spend a story point to hide. Could probably just flip the boat over and hide under that.
If I make three maneuvers, I cannot take an action, correct?
I don't think you can take... You can't take three maneuvers.
Yeah, unless you have an ability that allows you to always take that third maneuver. And I don't think there's one out there. There might be. So the other thing to point out is that this beach kind of slopes up at an angle. It's, for the most part, not a steep enough angle to hinder movement. But there is a ridge line that you guys can see that will take a maneuver in and of itself just to sort of pull yourself up over.
Unless we go through the middle.
Yep. Who's taking that first slot?
I would like to... Oh, no, because that only lets me take an out-of-turn action. It doesn't let me take a... Fuck! Damn it!
I'm just going to go and move out of the boat and take an action to essentially duck down and use the slope to try and provide some cover.
And I think you probably have cover from anybody on the ground, though, like I said, Shane is up in the air, so he
has a better
may not. Point. Yeah. All right, so we are around to the first NPC slots.
What I forgot to do, I forgot to tell all of my allies except Alligator Man that they could add 2 bonus dice to their vigilance checks for initiative because I have heightened awareness.
The woman has a staff. She steps forward and begins casting some type of spell. 4 successes and an advantage as she begins to cast a spell, and a barrier forms around both her and Shane.
She stole my line.
And onto a PC slot.
I will exit the boat. Can I, even though I'm at extreme range, can I still shoot lightning at them? Just like, I know it's going to be super difficult.
Yeah, it's like storming the beach of Normandy, Jesus.
Your medium range is 2 purple for your signature spell.
So would it be 4 purple to even attempt it?
Here's the thing about signature spell and range that I was just looking at.
You can't actually change the range. It no longer is a signature spell once it's...
Okay.
Correct. So you could... I would allow you to go at a lower. Like, if you had it set at medium and they were in short, I'd let you do that. But by the rule of it, I was just looking...
Yeah, so just don't use signature spell.
Yeah. So,
can I just do like
so you're
a
looking
regular?
At. Yeah, I'm looking at the.
Okay.
You're looking at daunting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who are you attacking?
Yeah. Are they? Well, not that we're close enough. Are they minion groups?
Most of them are. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not close enough to do anything quite fun yet. I'll make a go for the lady of the bunch. Lady to lady.
Okay. So you are going to roll that. You're gonna roll daunting, and it is going to have 3 setback dice, and it's gonna be upgraded once.
Huh. Jeez.
Okay, so 2 setback dice is what I heard, right?
3
setback dice. 3
upgraded once. So a purple, sorry, 3 purples and a red.
2, 3, boom. But Jack and I are back to back. Yes?
Correct.
Which means 2 boost die.
Yes.
Correct. And those 2 boost die, they're going to make all the difference. And got Piper's going to jump out of the boat and just be like, well, here we are. Let's see how bad this goes. Oh, well, I got 2 threats.
That's bad.
There's just 2 threats. Could have been
2 threats.
Worse.
It could have been worse. That's true.
Yes. Not wrong.
Hey, are we going into this fresh? Or did we have a fight or something?
You guys had some strain on you, I'm pretty sure.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doc, I was already feeling tired before I messed this up.
Yeah.
just okay. Letting you know.
That's my turn sorted. Okay.
Your implement has been damaged 1 step. You add a setback die to all checks involving using your implement.
Mm-hmm. Bummer.
It's not great.
No. That's what Piper gets.
He is going to move to there. And he is just straight up cackling at this point.
Crazy.
And he is going to. He hasn't even said a word. He's just cackling. Okay. Let's see here. Piper, long range. With that. He is targeting Piper. 4 successes. So you're taking 13 points of lightning damage.
This was a fun game, guys.
Woof. No successes, though, so it didn't activate any of the qualities. That's nice.
No advantage, yep.
No advantages, yeah.
Wait, how much damage?
Successes.
I meant it.
13.
13.
I was actually going to auto-fire that, damn. Not that it matters.
Okay, Doc.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah. You said you had hopped out of the boat?
I did, yes. Was I supposed to move myself on the map?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These guys take 2 maneuvers and jump down to there.
A little further back. I feel like it's 2 from extreme to long, right?
Oh, yeah. So they're probably like right out the edge there. Because I couldn't do the extra maneuver. So yeah, those guys move to there. And we're around to another PC slot.
All right. New question. Does my swift talent allow me to get out of the boat with expending a maneuver? Your character does not suffer the penalties for moving through difficult terrain. They may move through difficult terrain at normal speed without spending additional maneuvers.
Oh, man, I have that too.
Bummer. Sure.
All right. It's unfortunate. I realized that I had this talent now. Both Shane and the woman have gone. So disgusted. All right, so that group, that minion group that just moved forward, they're at long range?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to spend a maneuver and move up so that they're at medium range. That's too far.
You're probably just a little bit farther back.
I am going to spend a story point to activate my signature weapon ability to shoot at that minion group my explosive shot. I'm going to spend 2 strain to take the aim maneuver as well. Does it matter which raider group I select for the combat role?
Just go with the first one in the list for now.
Apocalypse Raider 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Medium range. All right. Firing. 4 successes, 5 advantage, and a triumph.
Nice.
Alright. I'm gonna use. I'm gonna activate Blast.
I would not bother. I mean, there's no other thing within short range. Blast doesn't actually affect minion groups. What you want to do is inflict a crit, because crits do essentially take out minion groups, and narratively, the explosion could be the reason why.
I believe that Shane is within short range.
I thought it was engaged. What's making it short?
Oh, is Blast only engaged?
Yep, engaged.
You could activate with advantages, the crit, and narratively be the explosion, and it might not damage Shane, but use the triumph and the other advantages to perhaps grant your next targeting on Shane an upgrade from the triumph and a boost from the advantage. As he sort of, like, the explosion knocks him.
It's 4, the crit rating is 4, so I'd have to spend 4 of those advantages to activate the crit, leaving me only 1, which would give the next person to attack a bonus die. And it would be against, it would just be the next person to make a check, gets a bonus die, which I will do. But I will spend the target to upgrade my next shot. And so I'm critically hitting them, Tyler.
Okay, so There is one left in that group.
Yep, and so the next PC to go has a bonus die. Also, I purchased Empower Allies. When my signature ability is activated, everybody adds a bonus die to their checks. So for this round and the next round.
Nice.
Okay, so we've got a PC slot again here.
Nope.
NPC slot. They get to right there. There are two maneuvers.
I'm sorry. It's allies within short range. Add a bonus die.
PC slot. So, Doc or Marcus?
Doc or Croc?
Yes, Croc. Good.
Croc, do you have any to go or do you want me to go?
Well, you can go first.
Okay. I also have Swift because I think we all took that talent. So, out of the boat. And I am going to tend to Piper's wounds with a medicine check.
You are within short range of me. Add a boost die.
And it's the next check made, so add a boost die from your advantage.
Sweet.
Take two boost dice.
I am loving this.
So she is almost at her wound threshold. So it is going to be three purple.
Do you get another boost die from me?
From what?
Being back to back with me?
No, it's not a combat check. I'm not trying to shoot you.
Fair.
Is it
a combat check if you rip a
hard three if they exceed their wounds.
Dump the gunpowder in.
If it's more than half, it's only average too.
Okay. But the question still stands, is it two purple or is it being upgraded?
It's being upgraded.
Okay. So a purple and a red?
Yep, I'm spending a point to upgrade it.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Nope.
Natural?
Nope, I'm going to be natural. I'm going to
do it again.
Roll back the tape.
Zero successes.
Man, I've not been having good luck with medicine checks. I'm just trying not to send my strain through the roof.
Are you rolling it again?
I'm rolling again right now, yeah.
Why am I not seeing your roll?
I'm not sure.
That's much better.
Seven successes and one advantage. Okay. So you heal 9 wounds and 3 strain.
Here I am thinking I might do too much damage to you guys.
You might. Did you see that first roll?
And how many strain? Just two?
Three.
One, two, and three. Awesome. Whew. I thought that was it for me.
Okay, anything else, Doc?
I will wipe the sweat from my brow. And now there's nowhere for me to hide. All right, that's it. I'm just where I am.
You're not going to start rolling.
I'm going to get back in the boat and lay down. But I'm not doing that yet.
It is only sand.
Right.
So dry. Right.
Gets everywhere.
I like you, Padme.
I lagged out there. Give me a second.
Still a better romance than Twilight.
Oh my god, that's so random.
I mean, that's arguable because Twilight, the romance of Twilight was exactly the romance that Stephanie Meyer wanted to write.
Truth.
Yeah, that doesn't make it good. Just because she set out to accomplish her goal, if a supervillain accomplishes his goal, that's not good.
It's
good supervillainy.
I can't stand by you on this one, Jay, and say that Batman and Anakin was better. It's not. They're both awful. If you get to the bottom of the barrel, those are the two romances that are there.
Actually,
what was the other one?
Anakin and Padme, or I'm guessing you mean Edward and Bella.
Bella, yeah.
Well, yeah, because she ends up with Edward in the end. Spoiler alert all right. All of you out there in podcast land who haven't watched and or read Twilight.
It could also be,
man, come on.
He could have ended up with Jacob. Let's be serious. Or
it could be Jacob and their baby, who he ends up falling in love with in the books.
That also is a weird romance.
You guys want to get one recession?
The movie should have never gotten a green light. The real reason the movie never should have gotten a green light, that scene, they should have read that and immediately went, never mind.
Lots of pedophilia going around.
I've always been Team Edward. Edward James Olmos.
He's the best.
Yep.
Wow.
I assume it's the Croc's turn now.
So it's the Croc's turn, yep.
Are you going to spend two maneuvers to close?
Yes.
Which I think moves you
not
quite
that
far.
Too far.
They're at long range from us. Long to medium is also two maneuvers.
Yep. I'll give you about there. Yeah.
I will chomp menacingly then. What are they wielding?
They've got melee weapons. They're very Mad Max style, like hacked together stuff. Why did you move backwards?
Because instead of doing that, I'm gonna submerge and try and get the element of surprise when they.
I mean, they saw you already.
You're a giant crocodile, and they just watched you dive under the water.
But I could go around into another area, and I'll have cover from...
The water here is very shallow.
Oh, fine. God damn it.
Also, when that lady shoots lightning at you...
Into the salt water, it's probably, yeah. You know what? I don't mind if it does that instead of shooting it to Piper or me or...
So, when you shoot that amount of electricity into a body of water this big, the electricity just kind of gets dispersed. It
magic.
Doesn't multiply.
Magic.
So...
Magic.
Yeah, magic breaks all rules. You don't need to follow any rules of magic.
Right, so nothing happens. It deals the amount of damage the spell allows to.
Yeah, it ignores the water.
All right. Around to the top of round two in a PC slot.
I would like to go.
If you want to wait half a second and I can go, I was going to recover some more of Hyper Strain and also use via using Inspiring Rhetoric, which might also give you a boost.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, because we all know Jack needs more boosts.
Jack didn't get to use all of his boost dice that he invested heavily in with experience points. Because Jack forgot how to play his character and you started everybody too far away.
Jack doesn't play the character, Jay does.
Right.
Be nice to my friend Jack.
Spend a strain to activate it as a maneuver and use inspiring rhetoric.
Okay.
Is average leadership check. I get a boost from your empower.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to spend a story point because it adds a green die. Because my leadership is all yellow. I'm not going to grant any extra, but 4 successes and 2 threat.
Woo!
For each success, the check generates 1 ally within short range, heals 1 strain. Excellent. So everyone... can essentially heal a strain.
Nice, thank you.
And allies affected by the Inspiring Rhetoric add boost to all skill checks they make for a number of rounds equal to my leadership, which is 3.
So I get
1 extra, strain back.
And then an extra boost die for my next 3 turns?
Correct.
And how what's the range?
Short.
Okay, all
right. How are you inspiring me?
We're going to focus fire. I'm asking, are we going to try and take out the...
Everyone just keep your heads down and don't get killed.
Jack?
Nope. Stop trying to inspire us, Doc. I have another round of explosive shot, and I think I'd like to try to eliminate as many of them as I can. I think we should focus on their foot soldiers.
That was my plan.
Then I will target the group... since that was a maneuver at long range with as an action. I will attempt to use manipulate on the group of four on the far left.
Yep.
To try and maybe shove them into the one guy left from the minion group. So Jack might be able to shoot that group and with the blast kill that last guy off.
Okay. Let me double check these guys real quick. They have range defense of one.
Short, medium, long, manipulate. So four purple dice. One black die and one blue die from Empower. We didn't resolve the two threat from my inspiring rhetoric.
I'm going to let... you shouting sort of distracts most of the group, and these guys slip forward a bit. Basically get a free maneuver.
Sounds good. I got three threat, but I did succeed with a triumph.
Blam, 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 blam.
So I'm going to...
What's the damage?
9 damage. And I'm going to shove that group of four with manipulate using the triumph into the last guy over there.
You said 9, right?
Correct.
Okay, that takes out one.
And try and set up the blast, basically. And three threat.
Three threats.
That is many threats.
Yes, and then that's especially problematic when you're throwing magic around.
The strain of casting some wounds and strain, or do you have something else in mind?
Yes, I'm looking at it here. Let's see.
Push myself back into the water as the energy of manipulating sends me flying backwards. Meaning my next turn is probably spent swimming back to shore.
Yeah, you know what? We'll use the three threats. Spell is slightly more powerful than you expected. You are affected by the spell as well. So you're gonna push back and take the damage.
I said I slam into the boat and probably get shoved into the water.
Yeah.
As I slide along the boat, careening into the water.
As David sort of stands there and just fires off this magical blast of energy and just finds himself with no traction on the sand and just kind of goes flying into the water after careening off the boat. Yeah.
Jeez, I said keep your head down.
I mean, in fairness, he is now.
Now get your head up. Get your head up. You're in the water.
All right. Now you guys are close enough. He actually is going to...
Is he engaged with those two minion groups to the left?
No. What the heck? I will fix where he is in just a second here.
Okay.
He is flying over the tree.
Okie dokie.
And he is going to auto fire.
Uh-oh.
Who has... At least one of you has ranged defense, right?
I do. Can I use my reaction?
For what?
To cast shield.
Nope.
Can I spend 2 story points and use my heroic ability? Out of my turn.
Can you do it out of your turn now?
I don't think so, no.
All right, so the primary target is going to be Piper. But he has the opportunity to hit everybody with it.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I have Supreme and target others, but I don't have the ability to use that in my turn.
All right. Before I roll this dice, is anybody doing anything to modify my dice pool?
I wouldn't want to spend a story point to change one of those to a red.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Good game, folks.
I love pipe so much too.
That doesn't have the auto fire quality on it.
It does. It's as the lightning effect. It.
Yeah. It's
Built into the.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's casting his spell.
It was, and I didn't put the auto fire in there, but it was built. I built it into the roll.
He's casting a spell. Jack doesn't understand how magic works.
okay.
All he knows is that the cat is a suitcase.
We'll deal with the threats in just a moment. So he is going to activate auto fire twice with his triumph.
Twice.
The abilities he has. Piper, Jack, and Doc are all going to take 14 points of damage.
14
wounds.
I'm down.
That's very bad.
Yep.
And Jack, you take 4 strain. You suffer 4 strain.
How much did you have on you when you started, Doc?
I only have 12 wounds for a threshold.
But you have soak.
Yeah.
Right. I have a ranged defense too.
Yeah, your ranged defense was figured into that. I rolled that in there. So all what's your soak?
My soak is 4 now. Yeah, so I'm still up barely.
Okay, yeah. You're still up.
Piper's down.
PC slots.
Two things. First, did you take the full amount of damage, Piper? Because it matters. You go over your wounds for the effects of healing.
Yeah, so I do go over.
Oh, okay. So you're actually going to roll a crit, too.
Okay. Do I need to know how much I go over?
Yeah, you will need to know how much you go over.
Yes. Yeah, just apply the total of wounds that you would have taken.
So just a regular roll crit for this PC?
Yep.
It's not awful.
So I can't do anything.
It is for Piper.
It is. Yeah. I can't do anything.
Right.
Like,
because she's trained to do magic.
Yep.
Oh. Right, I don't understand how magic works.
I might still be able to do my heroic ability.
As long as you don't need to spend strain, if you are conscious, you would be able to do it, yes. So, like I said, we're around to a PC slots. Only David has gone.
Is anybody going, or am I trying to roll a heal?
Can I get to them from here? No, right?
I'd let you get to that minion group if you wanted.
All right, yeah, so I'll go up there and start thrashing around.
And block them off from getting to Jack.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Oh, I can just roll the attack, right? 2 success, 1 advantage, 1 triumph.
Blap, 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 blap. Blap, blap, blap.
I totally get a death rolling on several bodies.
Okay, so let's see here.
I assume you're going to use that triumph for a crit to just immediately kill one of them?
Yes.
At least one of them dies. If you want to use the triumph for another one, that one dies.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. And then, what was the rest of it?
1 advantage.
Okay, what would you like to do with that advantage?
Actually, for the deaths, I'm going to swallow them whole. And the advantage, I will give...
The next person boost.
Yeah, the next person on blue dice.
Okay.
You're inspired by my devouring of these... evildoers.
Or more likely, when Doc goes to heal, he knows he's got a little bit of breathing room because all these melee raiders are now looking at the crocodile who just ate 2 guys.
I'm just imagining like the scene where the raptor eats the guy in Jurassic Park. They're like, shoot her!
As this alligator just sort of propels itself across the sand and just flings two of them up in the air and just gulp.
I think it's more like a death roll into a nom nom.
Do NPC slots.
Oh, shit. If I act now, if I spend my a story point to use my ability, I'll take the boost die away from the doctor.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you want to shoot one of that group of minions before they can separate.
I do. Yeah, I'm gonna spend a story point and activate my conditioned reflexes and take an out of turn. I'm gonna target the larger minion group.
You get a boost die from my inspiring rhetoric as well.
I'm no longer engaged with Marcus, correct?
You broke it off?
Correct.
You're in no one's engagement range.
Yep, I'm in no one's
engagement range.
I got it. I did too.
I was ignoring it.
I get it. I'm not laughing, but I get it.
Just moved too fast.
Jack breaks off engagements like it's going out of style.
Three successes,
kind of his
and
thing.
Six advantage.
You can crit and just pass that boost die to Doc, and you didn't even steal it from him.
I got it right back.
I want to activate blast though because I want to. I want to damage the guy next. I want to get damage the other mini group.
Fine, don't worry about it. Piper will just die. It's okay.
I believe it only costs two advantage to activate blast.
Correct.
I'm just joking.
Okay. So I'm not going to critically hit. I would appreciate much less sass.
But I said that means you can give a boost die whoever acts next and a boost die specifically to Doc.
So you eliminate the smaller minion group because of Pierce.
Okay. I am going to give a boost die to Doc. Okay. Do I eliminate any of the guys from the other minion group?
So I'm just checking now. You do, or just wanted to double check how many. Yep, there's
11
one guy left.
Pierce two. Ooh, nice. So I'm passing a boost die. So I activated blast. I'm passing a boost die onto Doc. And then I am taking a maneuver.
I was going to say, are you going to take a maneuver to aim at the next group you're planning on shooting at?
I'm going to take a maneuver and aim at the second group from the right. Yes, that group.
This guy takes a maneuver and then a maneuver to get down, and he's about there. These two are engaged with the giant crocodile, fearing for their life, but not really sure that there's much else that they can do at this moment. So they take out their weapons and...
They didn't bring crocodile mace?
No, it didn't.
They look over their shoulder at the guy flying in the air, laughing crazily, shooting lightning, and
yeah, right.
The croc, and they're like, exactly. I don't know which is worse. I guess at least we can hit the croc. That guy's up in the air.
So one thing I forgot to assess on Marcus's role, he is silhouette 3, therefore it's attacking silhouette 1 targets. Suffers a setback die. They get a boost die on it.
Oh.
Three successes and a triumph as they start hacking into you. It's going to be 9 damage, and they're going to crit. So you're going to roll a crit. Danger. You're going to hit the plus. You're going to hit the plus 10 before you roll the crit.
Hamstring. Target loses their free maneuver until this critical injury is healed.
That's not good.
And hopefully those other ones will move up to be in melee, and you won't have to worry about moving.
And what was the damage again?
9.
4 soak. So 5. And that's wounds, right?
And we've got a PC slot.
Okay. I'm going to go next.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm surveying the carnage on this beach. I look down at Piper in front of me. And I stand up and I say, now! And I'm using Master Plan.
Okay.
What? What does that mean?
I make a hard discipline check and then we'll find out what that means.
I said right. No!
And I have... No! How many blue do I have?
Two? You've got one right? from... You've got one from the past, you've got one from my heroic ability, and you've got one from David's inspiring rhetoric. So three.
Okay.
There's points in the mm-hmm. story point pool.
Yep.
Who went after me? Is this that turn? Because that would also
be- Oh, that's right. The crocodile passed one to the- No, I took the crocodile one.
Oh, you did.
Okay. All right.
And then I passed one to Doc.
Okay. Ooh. We are so low on story points. If I want to use one to upgrade.
I can give us back one.
What's your dice pool?
Two yellow, two green, three blue.
And how many purple?
One. Three purple.
Do it.
I'm not going to weigh in on this.
Why? You're a member of this team.
I want those story points.
I'm doing it.
Good man.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's fine. You'll revive me and I'll just stand there.
Hold on. I'm going to use that story point and be brilliant.
Ooh.
Oh. What's your master plan, Doc? Well, I found a Nestle Crunch bar in my bag.
So, okay.
My master plan is I brought some coffee because I knew Pipe would be unconscious.
Make the check and then we'll figure out how it...
Okay. All right, everybody, fingers crossed.
Can't make me.
Ooh, okay.
Oh my God.
Four successes and one threat.
Ooh. I can't believe all those bonus dice are blank.
Wow.
How many successes were you hoping for?
I needed one. I need one.
We call
you
back.
All you need is one.
Oh.
To the day after everything went to shit.
Could you be more specific?
There's a lot of those days. Which one are you referring to?
The very first day of the end.
And you...
Oh, no.
...are stitching up a woman who, at the time, is probably about the age that Piper is now. I don't think we hear anything that's said, but she sort of get a very montage-y kind of segment of you helping this woman and then her leaving, but seeming like you guys had some type of agreement. And
we had some time together.
So what's your maneuver? Are you doing anything with your maneuver?
I haven't used my maneuver yet, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, I mean...
Yeah, and I don't have anything planned for it yet.
Okay, no. So take a strain.
Okay.
As you're in a... This is a very stressful situation.
Yes.
As you shout out now, the barrier around Shane drops. And this woman... steps out from behind the tree, holds her staff in both hands like she's aiming it, and blasts Shane.
What?
And I say, get him, Brenda, get him!
What's her name?
Brenda.
Brenda. Who's Brenda?
She does, she's not gonna blast him. She's going to use curse.
Is that better or worse? I don't understand how magic works.
She's rolling a daunting check. Holy!
Oh my God!
Yes!
What?
Three successes, one threat, and three triumphs.
That's Brenda.
The horn's broken.
Oh, that's Brenda. Bwah, 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 bwah.
What?
Holy
three
shit.
Triumphs?
All right.
Well,
I mean, normally I'm not okay with... Oh, he's going to be cursed in this life and the next.
screams out a few words of power, and Shane just becomes enveloped in this crackling black energy, and his movement almost like slows down. And she just sort of looks back towards Doc, narrows her eyes, and nods. PC slots.
I'm very confused. Is Brenda on our side, or is the doctor gone native?
Brenda is on our side.
Okay. I won't shoot Brenda then. I will...
for those listening, that's a tier 5 talent called Master Plan.
Doc-used Master Plan.
Mm-hmm. So the tier 5 talent Master Plan reads, once per session, your character may use this talent to make a hard discipline check. If they succeed, they reveal that whatever terrible circumstances they currently find themselves in are all part of a brilliant plan that they established at an earlier point in time. They then choose one non-nemesis adversary in the encounter and reveal them to be a close friend or ally who has positioned themselves to help your character at this exact moment. The details of which are determined between the player and the GM.
Can I position myself in such a way that I am engaged with the crocodile but not engaged with that minion group?
Sure.
And what's the range to these guys? It's medium. They're two range bands away, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the closer ones, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my last shot with the boom boom. What minion group is that?
That would be a full strength minion group, so go with number 4.
I get a boost die for being engaged.
Boost die from inspiring.
One from inspiring, that's right. Empowered allies doesn't affect me. Took a maneuver, I'm not going to do another one. Think that's everything.
Did it include the aim you took?
Nope. So it's 6 successes and 6 advantage. So that does 14 pierce 2. And blast doesn't affect them, correct? So I will crit to remove one of them immediately.
Yeah, there is one left.
One left, nice.
And that was the closer group, right?
Yes, the one, yep, that group there. And then I'll take a free maneuver. Oh no, that's going to cost me 2, right?
Yes, because you already free maneuvered to move to the crocodile.
Yes. I will pass a boost die on to the next person to act.
Okay, so we're on to a PC slots. Or an NPC slots, rather.
It's these two minion groups, the one you just shot at and the...
Yeah. These guys are going to move to here, and they're going to take out guns, and they're going to shoot at you.
At me?
Yeah. I'm going to spend a point to upgrade theirs.
Oh!
Ooh.
2 successes. And
no, they don't get the noise. Bad guys don't get the noise.
So 2 successes and a triumph. You take 7 points of damage, and they're going to crit you. Oh, actually, there's also a threat on there, so they're going to...
No, there's no threat.
Inferior. Nope.
Yeah, there is. Because it's inferior.
Just like, you know, your superior weapon adds a free...
Well, yeah, but who would be stupid enough to use a weapon that was more dangerous?
These guys who have no choice but to use, I believe he just said, a zip gun. You know, one shot. Trash.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's basically a potato cannon.
I built a potato cannon with my friend 15 years ago, and it still works.
It's a metal pipe you build to shoot a marble once, and then...
Yeah. Ow, he shot me with a marble? Ow! Alright, so I'm rolling a crit.
Yep.
I'm surprised these guys don't have pod launchers.
Who isn't crit right now?
I'm not you.
Yeah, me and David, that's it.
7 crit. Damage soak four, so I take 3.
The only hit I've taken is from my own spell.
Yeah, man.
Final PC slot.
Do anything.
All right. Final NPC slot.
That's bad.
What?
My crit. Oh,
what'd you get?
I suffer 2 strain every time I perform an action.
Oh, jeez. You got at the brink again.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. You guys,
what part of lower your heads and don't get killed did nobody understand?
I'm still alive.
All right, so left to go is this one of these lonesome raiders here. So he's going to take a shot at Jack. Yeah.
Take a shot and then use a maneuver to try and close some distance.
Because
he doesn't want to stick
not, probably not close some distance.
At the very least, move away from that other group because he's seen Jack fire 3 shots that exploded.
Yeah, that nonsense is gone.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. He just saw you fire the 3. Every time you shot this combat, it's exploded.
Yes, it has.
Shooting nothing but grenades.
I'm going to pull out a stick of dynamite and throw it.
Can I go at the top of the round? Does anybody mind if I do that?
Oh, Jesus. 6 points of wounds damage to Jack. With 4 threats. So 1 success, 4 threats.
5 threats because it's inferior.
No, he included this threat.
Time. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. He falls down the embankment.
And loses his weapon.
I mean, swimming in 1, so he's already lost it.
Yeah.
But whatever backup weapon was is gone. His 4 little knife is in the sand somewhere.
4 threat. Could the aneurysm in his brain have burst? And he died.
Can we all get a free maneuver?
Let's see here. He is very close to death.
Yes, I'd imagine so.
But let's see here.
Give him I'm a not crit. Doing great either.
Up to the top of the round.
Okay. If there are no objections, I'm going to start healing some people.
start
using some magic on Piper.
I believe you need to remove an NPC slot now, Tyler.
Why?
One of the minion groups was eliminated.
I already did.
Yeah. If you look, there's only 6 NPC slots.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, I already moved them.
My bad.
And one of those is a friend now.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Piper is in the worst condition, clearly.
Yep.
And you have to use magic healer because you've already used. Or I suppose you could use a painkiller.
Right. But if she's over her wound threshold, don't I have to do something special there instead? I mean, I do have painkillers, but.
So you need to include the revive incapacitated. It's a 2 difficulty.
On top of the one that I normally would have.
Yep, so if you're just going to add Revive Incapacitated, you are engaged right now, so it is a hard difficulty.
I'm going to spend a story point and upgrade.
Okay.
Two successes, three advantages, and a triumph.
What was... Yeah, the crit was average, so you can heal the crit on her.
The winded.
Okay.
Yep.
So the crit is gone. You're revived, and then the rest goes, what, just heal as normal?
Yep.
Okay, so that's... on, my implement gives me bonuses
so does
for healing.
Revive mean I'm back to 12 out of 12 wounds, or am I still at 14 out of 12 wounds?
You have to add revive in order to heal you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm sorry.
He's gonna add some wounds.
Yeah, you're gonna heal some wounds too, but I'm trying to find my I lost my little paper here.
The implement adds for healing.
Yeah,
the implement adds four.
Yeah, I was gonna say I believe it's four, but I wanted to make sure before I said that out loud. Okay. Yep. So then you heal for 6 wounds and 3 strain. And your crit is gone. And you're awake again.
All right.
It's your turn. Do you also want to, since she's up, use your heroic ability on her before she gets electrocuted again?
Yeah.
Do you have story on your heroic ability? Reduce the cost?
No, I don't. Okay. So, Doc presses the implement to Piper. There's a little like burst of golden energy, and all of the healing happens that we just described. And then his eyes turn solid yellow and begin to glow.
He's going into the Avatar state.
Yeah, a little bit, a little Super Saiyan style, I guess. Doc lifts off the ground, and a golden shimmering sphere of light envelops Piper.
Ooh.
While active, you are immune to damage. Reduce all damage suffered to 0. And
so
this
my
lasts.
Just disappear?
No, but oh. you don't take any new damage for this round and the next round, and then up until I take my turn in the following round. Do I have a maneuver left? Because I haven't moved. Or did that count as my maneuver?
What's the activation on your heroic ability right now?
Yeah, it's a maneuver. Okay, so that was my maneuver. Okay. That's my turn.
Okay. I mean, you could spend strain to get another maneuver.
No, I'm not spending strain. I'm just going to walk over to where David is and wait for him to come up on shore.
And he flies over to here. And he is going to auto-fire again. Shane is. He is targeting... He's targeting the alligator primarily. No, he's gonna move to there, but he's going to fire at Brenda. He's
Brenda,
a little unhinged at this point. He has not stopped cackling this entire time.
That's excellent. Not at all disconcerting.
I believe the firing of lightning from one's hands is far more disconcerting than the laughter.
Let Piper hear you say that.
I think it's the whole presentation that is disconcerting.
Oh, Shane.
One success, one triumph.
Oh, no, Brenda.
Hardly right. Knew thee.
He uses the triumph to do a few things here, because he's got an ability that lets him do that. First of all, he crits and is incredibly astounded at how poorly that crit rolled.
Looks pretty good to me.
The 62, slightly dazed. She's disoriented until this critical heals. She just takes 9 points of damage.
That just had a setback, right? That just had a setback,
right? Yep.
Wow, that was vicious. Let me just four.
Double check the wording on stun. All right, so it deals 10 damage. So six. And then the stun deals another 4.
That goes to her strain threshold, right?
She doesn't have a strain threshold. So it goes right to her wounds.
How's she casting spells?
NPCs work differently and generally just have one.
No, I know, I'm just making jokes.
Generally, when we haven't had a lot of enemy spellcasters, but I allow them to cast 3 non-attack spells in a combat, and then they have a combat spell, or like an attack spell. Unfortunately, his triumph slightly goes to waste because he can activate 3 different things with it. But
you say unfortunately, but I don't know that you realize what that word means.
I know what it means.
He could have auto fired and hit her again with the same attack.
He could have.
He auto fire a single target.
He activates blast, and the sand at her feet turns to glass as it just superheats around her. And it's almost like one of those cartoon moments of you see somebody's skeleton when they get electrocuted. She just took a whole lot of lightning damage. Like lightning bolt from the sky type damage.
So what were the effects of her curse on him?
All right.
Tyler, he's cursed.
Yeah, he's heavily cursed.
Yep.
Because she put a spell on you.
So I'm going to take the triumph away from him for Ingeswef.
Which removes the crit and the stun.
Yep. And he takes a few points of strain. She still takes a bit of damage, mm-hmm. but it's not nearly as bad as I said it was. That was my bad.
Thank heavens for that.
And we're around to a second PC slot.
I would like to please go finally. Yeah, I did not jump in there that quickly.
You're going to need to take a maneuver to stand up.
Oh,
if you wish to move.
Oh, man. I'm not going to be able to attack. All right. I would like to stand up. And then I'm still in long range.
You're pretty much at medium range to the croc and those minions, but long range to Shane, yeah.
Okay.
You could stand up and spend strain to take another maneuver.
Yeah, because can I attack at medium range?
You can attack at long too. You would add to it. If you attack
you're just gonna be able to use your signature spell.
If you go to medium, you can do your signature spell for 2 purple.
Yeah, I guess I'll just stay where I am then, and I will attack the minion group on top of Marcus.
Okay.
So, do I have to take aim, or do I automatically fire at both of them?
They're a minion group, so you're just firing at them. Yeah, you're going to have a setback die for their defense.
You want to
spend It's only been... Let's see, I was down for 1 turn. Do I still have a boost die from...
Inspiring Rhetoric? Yes.
Yes. All right.
Does Tyler want to spend a story point to potentially have her hit the crocodile?
Yeah, I got all the story points. I'll spend one for... to upgrade it.
He pushed those 2 minion groups on the left together, and then I acted out of turn to destroy them, and then took my regular turn to shoot the other guys.
All right, what's my difficulty at medium range?
Banana.
Are you at medium or are you at long?
I think I'm at medium from those minions in front of Marcus.
Yep.
So it's 2 purple.
But one of them's upgraded, so a purple and a red.
And a black.
And then a setback dice.
And the boost
die. But I was also cursed with something else.
Nope, that's gone.
that wasn't the crit though.
What do you
there
mean?
Was something else that said for the rest of combat I had an extra setback on me.
You damaged your implement.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah, your implement's damaged. Yep.
And you get an extra boost because you're engaged with Doc and you have back to back.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Well, this is
she's outside of short. Oh no, my heroic ability is inactive.
Trying to help out my buddy Marcus up there. Three successes and three advantage.
Nice.
I come back a blazing.
Ooh. So what's that for damage then? 10 or 11?
7+. I don't know. I have to find.
Yeah, it's 7+3, so 10, and then you have 3 advantage. You could spend 2 to burn them because of your signature spell.
Well, are they down?
You have to choose technically what you spend on before the damage is applied.
Yeah, I'll burn them. Does that cost 2 of my advantages?
Yep.
And then can I give someone a boost with my last advantage? Is that how that works?
Yeah, or heal 1 strain, I think, right?
Oh, I'm fine on strain. It's the wounds.
Yeah, you can pass a boost to whoever.
Yeah, so I'll pass a boost to whoever goes next, and then I will activate the burn quality because lightning's just not going to cut it for me right now. I need fire.
Well, it's probably still just lightning. It's just actually burning now.
It just burns now. Yeah.
Their clothing catches fire,
mm-hmm.
which is an additional 8 damage per round.
Okay.
For 4 rounds, I think, right?
For knowledge occult.
3 rounds.
3 rounds.
All right, so there's only one left.
Oh, shoot.
And he is on fire.
And that is my turn.
We'll have them go, and that one will die. Let's see. This solo minion, I'm going to have him make a perception check for something.
It's going to be the giant mole rat that lives under the beach that ate that that snake and left the giant skeleton there.
Nope, don't like that.
He looks around and decides it's time to go. And just
peace.
Starts running.
Smart.
PC slots.
Smart. I would like to go.
Okay.
I believe the time has come for me to apply Blitz to Shane. Is he at short range for me or medium range?
He's at medium.
3 upgrades. That is so many upgrades.
That's a lot of upgrades.
Yeah, he's adversary 3.
I don't like that.
He does.
Yeah, I'll bet. Inspiring Rhetoric is still up. I am back to back with Marcus.
I mean, if you don't like 3 upgrades, you could spend a point and make it 4.
Rob, you're not helping.
1 success, 5 advantage, and a triumph!
I just enjoy how much fun you guys have making that noise.
It's such a great noise. Okay, he takes 11 damage, pierce 2.
What you're spending your triumph and advantage on.
I am going to spend the triumph to upgrade his next check. Right, that's a thing you can do with a triumph.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to spend 4 advantage to crit him twice.
I mean, I assume you're upgrading the difficulty of his next check.
Yes. That is what I'm doing.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Time out. Time out.
Okay. I was taking a sip of my drink.
Time out.
Oh.
Because you realize what that means, right?
He's gonna fall out of the. Is he gonna fall out of the air?
That's the crit you guys rolled on him fucking last time.
It is.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what made his. That's what made his armored thing fall over, and he got stuck.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Well, we've dealt with him, and we know where to shoot him. Apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, even when he's not in a giant robot exoskeleton.
It's the knees. You got to go for the knees.
Yeah.
I'm out. God.
Jack taught me that.
Uh huh.
I have to look up the thing that gives him flying.
Oh man, I hope he falls.
Oh, how high up is he? How high up is he?
30 or 40 only short. Feet.
No, he's okay. 15.
That's what, 66?
I don't know what the range bands are. They're just words. They're just words. You made a map, and my whole perception of this game, my whole perception of this game is destroyed. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yep.
Short range off the ground.
Yeah. I had no trouble imagining what short range was in mm-hmm. my head, my relation to other people, but you put it on a map and I'm just like, do I move here? Do I move here? I don't know.
Give me grid.
He is not going to fall.
15 feet.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Short range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have just taken 10 damage and 10.
Okay.
And the next the next PC to act gets a boost die.
There's an NPC slot. All right, she is going to attack him. She cannot spend a maneuver to aim. I, however, am going to spend a GM point to upgrade her attack. Her difficulty, that is. This pool's about to be fucking wild here.
11 triumph. I don't even know how that's possible.
He rolled 4 dice.
Wow.
Yes!
Brenda!
2 triumphs and clutch. No... Oh, wow.
Hold on. Let's officially read it for the audience. 1 success, 3 threat, 2 triumphs.
Okay, so that Brenda, was a...
Brenda has generated 5 threats, 5 triumphs.
Yep.
I'm feeling quite good about buying that talent now.
I'm glad you bought Brenda. what comes after podcast does not condone human slavery.
No, I didn't do that. I stitched her up.
What are you going to do with those 2 triumphs? You know, crit him, or are you going to have his whatever's making him fly fail and actually cause him to fall?
That would be lovely. Do that.
Let me figure out this damage here first.
His head explodes.
Yeah, just make his head pop like a cantaloupe. You know, because cantaloupes normally explode, right?
When do they pop? What is this?
That's normal, right?
I hate this world.
All the fruits have started fermenting themselves, which is great, except if you let it ferment for too long, it explodes.
Hey, Jordan, can Marcus just, like, summon oranges inside of people's brains?
Oh.
Oh, my God! You monster!
I can try. I mean...
Okay.
He doesn't even need to do that. Why don't you just summon, like, orange juice in their blood and have them fall into fucking...
Right.
Nope!
She did crit him with one of the triumphs.
Great.
Get distracted.
That bodes well.
But yes, she is going to disrupt the flying
good
mechanism. Nice. Let's see here.
Blow up his goblin glider.
Is Shane the hobgoblin?
He is now.
Kills. Character falls from height. GM should determine the distance. So he said short.
Essentially 10 damage that soak applies to and then 10 strain. That is
no.
Just-
Nope. The GM consults the table to determine the damage suffered. Damage is reduced by soak.
Yep.
Is reduced by soak. However, strain suffered is not. So 10 and 10. So he's going to take 10 strain as he, like, falls face first into the fucking
sand.
Face down, ass up. That's the way that we like weird. To ruin Shane's day.
Oh.
You sound so disappointed.
Oh, boy.
And we've got a PC squad.
What ruins some people's day, brains others.
Oh, hey, Mr. Crookadool, you can go engage with him now.
Mm-hmm. I would like to try and catch him as he lands.
Ooh.
First, you have to spend 2 strain to move over to him because you can't take free maneuvers from your crit.
Yep.
Do it. It's crocodile strain.
Also, you had an action there, so take strain.
What action?
Didn't you... You
oh, that's right. I shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're at the brink.
What does that mean?
That was your crit effect.
Oh, yeah, that's the crit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, Lord.
I shall keep calm and carry on. I'd make a cup of tea, except it's 12 million degrees.
I'm going to spend a point to upgrade this. So you're going to be... here, I'll do it this way.
How big is this crocodile?
Silhouette 3.
About the size of a T-Rex.
Nice.
Elephant size.
4 successes, 1 advantage.
Nice. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Om nom nom.
Do you give him the teeth or the tail?
Oh, the teeth. As soon as it hits the ground, I like dash forward in like a rampage sprint.
In that gator crocodile way of just that lunge.
Uh-huh.
It's terrifying.
You tear into him, but he is still alive somehow. NPCs, they spend them in... Oh, they already used their weapon, huh? Fuck.
Yeah, they did.
Alright, so they'll jump down and make the perception check then.
Marcus is acquiring a taste for man flesh.
Oh. Yeah, you're a monster. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Somehow that doesn't sound like a good thing.
People are probably more accepting of that now, after the end times and all.
Alright, so they all jump down off that ledge. They are unable to stay on their feet, though, as the sand gives way. And one of them shouts, "I think we got it, we got it, we got it!" And there is a chest that is unearthed from the sand of that ridge right next to them.
Ah, shit.
And this one over here kind of stops and looks back as they say that.
Oh, is the man himself here?
Final PC slots.
Yes, that is me. I have to get out of the water.
Yeah, come out of the pond.
I crawl out of the...
I mean...
I'd say it's a maneuver just to get to the edge of the water at this point.
Yeah.
Unless you have Swift.
No, I do not. Can you command those men to bring us the chest?
I'll take another maneuver. Close to what? Medium on those guys, essentially? Or was I extreme in 2 maneuvers to essentially close to long on the guys who just yelled? Were clearly...
Yeah, you're about long from there.
Okay.
By the way, what time do we have, you two?
Like another 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I will attempt to, first things first, the double maneuver. I will get some strain. I will attack them and add impact to try and knock them down and or disorient them to try and hinder their ability to get open the chest or get away with it, you know? Do they have any range defense?
Yes, they have 1 range defense. I'll spend a point to upgrade.
Now I'm going to use natural psionics because I don't enjoy a check with no successes and a despair. I am not going to be able to disorient or knock them down. I got 1 success and 2 threat. But at least I did not get a despair.
Right.
All right, so what's the damage?
9 damage and 2 threat.
That takes out 1 of the raiders.
A bunch more strain to prevent me from really casting many
Yeah, strain or wounds.
I'll go with strain as I crawl out of the water and just trying my hardest to stop them. It's 2 per with spellcasting on strain.
Yes.
Yeah, so 4 extra strain. And that's it for me.
Final NPC slot. This dude is not liking his chances anywhere.
There's a giant crocodile fighting an electric man over there.
Everyone's attention seems to be focused on these 3 guys that just yelled. If he goes the other direction, he might
make it away. Just, right.
Yeah. He takes 2 maneuvers.
Dusty trail.
I smite him. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, he does not seem interested in what's going on anymore. Round to the top of the PC slots.
Is this one minion group of 3 or yes. 2 min? It's one group of 3, and they're the ones with the chest?
They don't have it yet, but they're right next to it.
Okay. Eve, I shall inflict wounds upon them. Which minion group is that?
The one near the chest.
Is that group 5? Is that the group that was all the way on the right?
I believe so, because it says count 3 under Apocalypse yep. Raider 5.
Yep.
Okay. And I am at short range with them?
No, that's medium.
All right, I'm going to spend a maneuver. Get to short range.
You just keep getting farther and farther away from me.
yeah, there's bad guys. What needs no, Houston?
I know, but...
I'm supposed to heal you.
Right.
After he falls unconscious and can't move away from you anymore, that's when you heal
him. It's true, yeah.
Then I just teleport him over to me and fix him up.
It's going to give me... This is the last round of the Inspiring Rhetoric, correct?
I believe so, yes.
It was 3 rounds of Inspiring Rhetoric. Mm-hmm. This is round 4, so...
Yes, this will be the last round of it. Because it was, I used it on round 2,
yep.
Round 3, and round 4.
Okay. I am not engaged with Marcus. 7 successes and 2 advantage.
Very nice.
So 17 pierce 2, and I'm going to choose to crit because I don't know if one of them. I have to choose that before the damage is applied. So.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yes.
They're all dead.
Excellent. Nice. Excellent.
Cool.
And I look over at this one and narrow my eyes.
Oh, as soon as those guys go down, he goes back to like he's about to run.
Mm-hmm.
Smart choice.
He thought maybe nope, never mind. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
That man has a large and dangerous gun. Okay. That's me.
Good news is immobilized is just maneuvers. So he can still go. From where he's at, right in front of this giant crocodile. Let's see.
Shocking grasp.
Discharge electricity through the...
This may be his only shot. So he is going to... He's going to auto-fire.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Very good.
Is he adding the purple to eventually discharge multiple times?
Is he still cursed?
Yes.
Okay.
He is cursed in this life and the next.
And I believe he has an upgrade in the difficulty from Jack, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, actually, he can't do that. Okay. I was going to add manipulative, but I realized... Marcus is too big for that right now. All right, so what else does he have? He has the upgrade.
And he's cursed.
Right, okay.
Like I said, auto fire, yeah.
Oh! Actually, I gotta roll one more of those for the auto fire. So two successes, one advantage, and two triumphs.
Cool. Well, good news, Doc. I'm not going to get any further away from you.
Okay, Marcus, you are crit.
No!
It's just a regular crit. And then he is going to trigger... well, let's see here. He's going to spend a point on Lucky Strike.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
I know what this is. This is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have this. This bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So does Piper. Mm-hmm.
Twins. Now we triplets.
Nope. No.
No. It's still just the two of us.
Okay, so Marcus, you are going to take 16 points of damage.
Hi, Marcus.
Yeah, I'm very down.
Yeah.
my total is...
Okay. All right, so you're going to roll crits.
Now? Oh, sorry, 19 right now.
Does it work like Wild Shape? Does he go back to his normal self with his normal hit points?
He goes back to his normal self, but he does not go back to his normal self with his hit points.
Ah.
All right, so he crit you before he knew that, so you're going to roll the crit, and you're going to get two crits.
Okay.
And you had 7 wounds, and you just had... what was your soak before?
4.
So
you're at 19 wounds total.
19 wounds total, yep. And you're getting... Let's not roll 2 crits. Just add 10 to the crit.
Target is disoriented until the critical injury is healed.
That did not add in the plus 10 from his existing critical.
Oh. All right, hold on. So add 10.
No. So it's a 71.
So 71, you are hamstrung. You lose your pre-maneuver until this is healed.
He's been double hamstrung.
And he will activate auto fire and hit Jack as well. Okay. It doesn't get lucky strike, so that would be 12 points of damage.
Another 12?
No, that's for me.
This is for Jack.
Wow.
That puts me down. So auto fire is within short range of the primary?
Yeah. Because the difficulty is... He rolled the harder difficulty.
Yep.
I'm
down. I need to roll crit, rolling, right?
Yep. You're also going to take 4... You're going to suffer 4 stun. Strain, rather.
I was going to say, I don't think there's actually any... restriction other than the range of the weapon, yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
As long as you're rolling the highest difficulty, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, oh God!
Oh, boy. Alright. No. You are downed. You have an average crit on you.
So the thing that triggered you was the being knocked unconscious.
I mean...
That was one triumph. That was him spending one triumph.
That's I don't want to die. But
the roll is the roll.
I mean, he's pretty crazy right now. I don't know that he would be exercising really any restraint. I don't think narratively that makes sense.
What do you mean?
He's like gone round the bend. I think he's going to murder us with
but
insane glee.
But the crit that you're being assessed is something that needs to be healed, not something that's automatically giving you.
Yes,
and even if I did do this,
him triggering it, it was you falling unconscious. It wasn't actually.
Yeah. He didn't trigger that crit. dying triggered that crit.
I get it. I understand.
So I mean, maybe you sprained your ankle while you were falling over. You know? With the other triumph, he activates auto fire again 3 times. 1, 2, 3. That guy's gone. For sure.
Wait, with one triumph, he was able to critically hit Marcus and auto fire at me?
He has a talent that allows him to activate 3 things on a triumph.
I want that talent. Where do I?
It's like legendary actions.
I want it. Where do I sign up for the newsletter?
I'll take 2 of what he's having.
Oh, she is still standing.
Yeah, good job, Brenda.
Attagirl,
hashtag
Brenda.
Still standing.
That's right.
But the box is shattered.
Oh, what's in the box?
There is a rod, probably. I mean, well, those of you that are still conscious and have seen one aren't close enough. There's a rod with there's like a turquoise glint to it. Turquoise, not
stick.
Teal.
Don't give him the stick.
Turquoise is better than teal.
Body mystery.
I like the color teal.
PC slots.
Okay. who's up? Me?
Shane looks really bad.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm unavailable at the moment.
No, I know, but now somebody needs to get to the box.
Right.
How far are we from the box?
I'm at long range from him.
Yeah. What about me?
You're all at long range.
Or extreme.
Yeah, you guys are probably extreme at that point.
I'm just going to go in close to medium range on the box. Probably medium range on Shane as well.
That was 1 maneuver or 2 maneuvers?
That was going to be 2 maneuvers.
Okay.
I am going to, so I can cast a spell and not fall unconscious from it.
Hmm.
Use second wind to recover 2 strain. And cast some sort of spell on Shane. Is it medium range?
Yeah.
Is that prone? Is I get a setback if I'm shooting at him?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He's got a lot of upgrades on him.
So I will choose to attack at medium range and add deadly. I'm just going to add deadly. Upgrade 3 times.
Yep. And 2 setbacks for his defense.
And then 1 setback because he is prone. That is going to be 2 successes. Or no, wait, rather 1 success. I forgot to cancel out the potential. So that's going to be 9 damage, a despair, and 2 advantage.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh boy.
Let's see.
A despair, and you're shooting at a target engaged with the alligator?
I didn't even include that because the alligator's.
He's unconscious. Yeah.
It's also back to being Marcus now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I forgot to upload a Marcus token. I'll just.
See, the map screwing everything up. I thought Marcus was an alligator because there's still an alligator there, and not just because I forgot he turned back into himself. It's your fault, not mine.
He's dead.
Shane. Wait, who's dead?
Shane.
What?
I was triggering critical hit as well because I had 2 advantage for it. That's why I took deadly.
He's dead. Nice. Yeah, he's dead.
Which has vicious four. So,
yeah, you feel that your magic. I'll roll it when I'm done. However, you feel your magic. Like you lose the connection as you release the spell. Like it's still vaguely there, deep down, but.
So the other thing I was going to say was, the other thing is I could destroy and have to like not be able to use magic because my implement is what essentially caused the vicious wounds. Is it shattered and shards of wood just flay Shane's flesh?
Nah, it didn't destroy it. All right, this one continues running.
Rob, stop being so good at this. Do worse.
Brenda sort of collapses into a sitting down position, kind of breathing heavily.
Oh, man.
And
it's just, let's pause for a second to assess the wound situation here.
I basically do the same myself as like 13 of 15 strain. The only reason I'm not unconscious is because of second wind.
Right. Before anything else happens, do we roll to recover?
I don't know if we're out of initiative yet.
We are. We're gonna more or less end there. But so Doc's at 10 of 12 wounds.
Yep.
David's at 5 of 15 with 13 of 15 strain.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is at 23 of 17.
Oh.
23 of 17 wounds. Marcus is at 19 of 14 wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Piper is at 8 of 12 wounds.
Thanks for listening to the What Comes After podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @whatcomesafter_. And we're on Facebook too. All links can be found on our website, whatcomesafter.net. As always, if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and share with your friends. Character art is by Craig Shepard, who can be found on Instagram at @cshepdraw. Theme music is Beyond Part 2 by Alex Nakarada. We utilize RPG sessions for dice rolling and tracking of characters, story points, and initiative. What Comes After is part of the D20 Radio Network and is an actual play podcast using a modified version of the Genesis RPG system by Edge Studio.
So real quick, I have candy to fit our 80s theme. You guys remember these?
This is an audio podcast, sir.
Yeah, well, I have my camera up.
Oh,
I don't even have Discord up. I have Discord minimized.
Oh, nice.
These?
I do remember those.
What are they?
They're little flying saucers that dissolve in your mouth and they're full of candies.
Yeah, they're like Jesus wafers, but good.
I love that you just have your camera on. So, tell us about Brenda.
Tyler just made her up on the spot, and I decided to give her a name.
Have you guys like been together on the DL?
No.
The disappointment.
Doc's in a committed relationship with the son.
That is accurate.
That is unhealthy.
I tried to convince Tyler that she should pull off her wig and be Shara, but he didn't go for it. So instead he came up with this person who became Brenda. Yep.
I'm gonna
probably know she could be one of Shara's
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna spend all my channel points to buy a therapist for Plymouth.
All right, so I need to get to Jack next.
Uh-huh.
While Piper is in the bubble.
I'm in a bubble?
You're in a golden bubble that doesn't let you get hurt.
That's right.
For another round and a half.
Was that a reflavor of Hard to Kill?
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tyler allowed me to have an upgrade where I can target others. So I bought with an ability point, target other.
Oh, nice.
So, mm-hmm. So I have hard to kill all the way up to supreme and target other.
Nice. Very cool.
We need some story points though. I kind of used them all. Sorry.
Well, I'm fine now. I just was watching all the story points dwindle and I'm like, well, there's no point in reviving me if there's no story points because I can't do anything.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
You just can't automatically kill the minion groups, but, you know, while you're unconscious, you know, we dealt with most of them.
Yeah, I know. So now there's no point.
That's what I was saying.
I don't need the story points anymore.
The big guy is still there, so we're gonna need all hands on deck.
Sometimes when I think really hard, my boomstick goes extra boom.
I'm sure you don't pay that much attention to it. That's thinking about that too much is acknowledging magic.
Nope, it's not magic. Yeah. There's an attachment on it that sometimes works.
I don't know. If you're thinking about your boomstick too much, that's playing with it.
I love puns.